Board. Hi, hello, welcome. Welcome to Real Geeks. I'm Mickey, and...
You guys know me. I'm Trevor. I'm back. Mike's not here. Holy shit. But I'm here. Holy shit.
We have been abandoned by our glorious leader in our time of need, and I am somewhat concerned that Terminator's got him. Because today we are talking about Terminator Dark Fate, which is actually better than I expected.
Well, considering the last three movies in the Terminator franchise set the bar so fucking low, at this point, we were just hoping for a movie that was somewhat entertaining and was not so stupid that it bled into the cringeworthy territory. There was maybe a couple cringy moments here and there in the movie, but like on a whole, this movie was pretty solid. Like I was entertained through and through for the most part. And I know that sounds like kind of a weird statement, but...
I was able to get through 2 hours without killing myself. That's a good rating.
Yeah.
Better than Terminator Salvation, anyway.
Here's the thing, like, we got to go back and look at some of these a little bit before we really dive into Dark Fate.
Yeah.
So, Rise of the Machines.
Huh.
Those guys making that movie didn't give a shit about the franchise, and it really showed in that movie.
An action comedy is definitely the weirdest take they could have gone with it. It makes sense for the things that were being produced at the time, but like...
At least they kept the R rating. I can give them credit there, but that's about all. Like, the Terminatrix in that... first of all, that name is just ridiculous.
That was such a, like, okay, where can we go? Make it a lady. No, wait. Make it a sexy lady.
No, wait. Make it a lady who can inflate her boobs.
Yeah, because that's what Terminators have clearly been working on. Like, somewhere there's a program. I like to think of programs in Skynet as, like, in the Matrix. So somewhere there's, like, one program toiling away in a workshop. On, like, we have to make sure that the Terminator, the infiltration models, can inflate their tits, just in case it works. So, listen, this is situation 37-8 Alpha B. We need you to do this. Get it out there. I know it's stupid. Get it out there.
Yeah. And that's basically the mentality of that movie. Mm-hmm. We know it's stupid.
Get it out there. Talk to the hand. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why?
Yeah. It's funny. I was recently watching GQ's video of interviewing Arnold, him basically breaking down his most iconic roles. And he talks a lot about how there's these lines in these movies that people constantly quote to him all the time and ask him to quote back to them all the time. But when he's shooting the movies and whatnot, he doesn't, well, anybody really going into it, you don't know what lines are really going to stick out with audiences. But I can guarantee you that one ain't one of them.
Yeah, I definitely suspect that scene took a lot of convincing for him. It's just like, so it's in a gay strip bar. Yes. And I put on Elton John glasses. Yes.
Well, to go back to that GQ video, he said with the original Terminator, he struggled on "I'll be back" because apparently he didn't sound right to him. He figured a machine would say "I will be back."
Oh, that makes sense.
But Jim Cameron's like, no.
That sounds stupid.
Look, I don't judge you on how you act. Don't judge me on how I write a script.
You're here to be a body. Say the fucking line.
He's like, hey, I know you're uncomfortable with it. We'll just do it like 10 times and we'll just see how it works.
We'll do it once your way and 10 times my way and we'll see what works. We'll see what works. We'll see. Don't fucking record. But
if he was uncomfortable with one of the most iconic lines, he's definitely uncomfortable with that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So apparently, I guess, McG learned from that and simply gave him no lines in the next film for his appearance.
Well, he wasn't even really in it because he was the governor of California at the time.
Oh, I forgot that was just a face scan.
So he literally just came in for a day. They scanned his body and they literally just plastered it on top of an actor who, incidentally, looks a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger in real life.
Really? I'm curious.
But they just kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that moment where you see him is only there for like 5 seconds before Christian Bale's John Connor literally launches a grenade at it and blows the skin to smithereens.
Yeah.
So, what was the fucking point?
Right, it was such a lost opportunity.
Casting was great in that movie.
Casting was fantastic. The setup, the situation, everything. If they had stuck to the original ending, what the hell is
like the execution of that movie could have been so much better. A, the fact that it was PG-13.
Ugh.
Like, you were R-rated up to this point, and you would think the one time that you would stick to the R rating would be when you finally get into the future where all of the fucking shit is going down.
Yeah, that should have been a brutal film to watch instead of just kind of like passive and then, but the whole time you're thinking about Christian Bale screaming at that guy on set. That's all I actually think about in that. And of course, when you get to the end, how they should have stuck to the original ending, either version of the original ending, they transplant John's brain into the Terminator body, or it turns out that the Terminator body was indeed like an infiltrator and then kills everyone, and you end up with the darkest timeline, where Skynet wins! Skynet wins, everyone.
That would have been interesting. I didn't necessarily dislike the idea of him giving his heart to John, but
I just found it so, when you know that the original setup.
It's kind of fairy tale ending.
Right? Exactly. And when you know that the original setup was that John dies, they skin him, and then they put the skin on the Terminator. I thought that was brilliant. Because it kind of explains how this guy could survive, a ridiculous war and why he probably couldn't go back. I thought it really deepened the character of someone like John Connor couldn't survive, no matter what.
But then clearly that element of John basically becoming a Terminator was brought into fucking Genisys. And I will not call it anything other than that.
It's not spelled Genesis, it's spelled Genisys.
Yes. and, oh my god. Ugh. I don't want to dwell too long on that movie because at least Rise of the Machines and Salvation had some redeeming qualities to them and were fun at times.
Yes.
There is nothing fun about Genisys.
No, I like to think, looking at that...
The one saving grace that movie had was Matt Smith...
Yes,
being the villain in it.
I thought that was fantastic. Having him play essentially an evil doctor, great idea. And that's where I really wanted that film to go, is I didn't give a shit about... Sorry, Danny, I didn't like your fucking Sarah Connor. I definitely didn't like seeing Boomerang as Kyle Reese. That made no sense.
Literally every time Jai Courtney has played a role where he doesn't use his natural Australian accent, fucking sucks.
Yeah, and that's to say, his Captain Boomerang was great.
It's one of the few things great about Suicide Squad.
Exactly. Just give me a Captain Boomerang movie where... He's not even really doing crime. He's just being super creepy.
Yeah, I like Jai Courtney. I just don't like a lot of the roles he's been in.
And he's not Kyle...
Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese is a skinny little guy. He's Michael Bane. Michael Bane is not muscular. He's...
Or, young Kyle Reese, Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace, the poor guy. But they had potential. They had an idea there. I would love to see, because that Skynet, the Matt Smith Skynet, specifically said, no, I'm traveling around timelines. I'm on fourth dimensional, and you're still doing this bullshit. I would have loved for them to just be like, no, this is a setup point, so that then we can go and we can bring back Linda Hamilton, and we can have like a massive into the Terminator verse kind of thing. And instead, they just went, we're done.
It's like, yeah,
fine, you wasted an idea, but at least it did lead us to Dark Fate in the end.
Yes. So now, with having the rights going through all this chaos, and then they finally come back to Jim Cameron, and so he's like, okay, well, I'm glad that I got the rights back to my baby, but I'm really busy now on Avatar movies until the day I die.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 100.
Which, give him credit where credit's due. The man has proven he knows what he's doing most of the time. So, I'm cautiously optimistic about these Avatar sequels.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but we have to also keep in mind that between Avatar and whenever the hell the next sequel comes out, the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe exists in time. That's a lot of change in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I remain skeptical on if James Cameron, who has not done any wrong, he has not made a bad film. I want to say that like his worst film may have been Terminator 2. Only in the sense that like everything is so high bar, it simply isn't as good as Terminator 1.
I would argue that Judgment Day was a better movie than the first Terminator. But before we go into the well that is,
yeah, we should actually talk about Dark Fate.
Right, but I was just gonna say his worst movie was Piranha 2.
No, I love Piranha 2 for being just a project that was literally thrown at him, and he did the best he could, and his talent comes through in it.
Granted, but I'm just talking from a technicality standpoint.
That's fair. You
look at the rest of his filmography, that's technically his worst.
That is fair. That is a fair point. I personally just find it amazing for like someone literally gave him like a bag of shit and said make something of it, and he made a sculpture out of shit. It's still a sculpture made of shit. But holy crap.
Yeah. We have to have at least one requisite pun in this thing. And for once, it wasn't from me. So.
Yeah.
So the rights are back to Jim, but he can't direct it. He's got a story concept, at least. So he asks around. His buddy Tim Miller, fresh off of Deadpool. Hey, you want to direct this thing for me? Hell yeah, I do. And I'm sorry, but this movie in the hands of anybody other than Tim Miller, and I would have been very skeptical about whether or not it would succeed.
Yeah.
Because the biggest problem, I think, like, you look at all the problems of the previous three movies, and they really boil down to one key factor. Who the hell was directing it?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't even remember the name of the guy that directed Rise of the Machines.
I read his name the other day and it's already gone.
Yeah, clearly the guy has had an illustrious career.
Yes, absolutely.
And then McGee's record, as much as I like the guy, has been spotty at the best of times.
He makes some very terrible shit. Like the same way that it's like, I find Uwe Boll charming. He's an asshole, but he's charming.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, it's not reflected in his content. And,
yeah.
And I can't even remember again who made Genesis.
Oh, that would be Alan Taylor, the guy who directed Thor the Dark World.
Oh, okay. So, things are coming together.
Yeah. So, finally, we can't have Jim Cameron, but at least we got a competent director in the seat.
Yeah.
So, we have a story concept from Jim Cameron. We have Tim Miller directing. I can't remember who they actually got to pen the scripts and whatnot, but regardless, it seems like they have a pretty competent team. They brought Sarah Connor back, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And they got Mackenzie Davis in, fresh off of Halt and Catch Fire.
Yeah. They got Edward Furlong's rights, image rights.
Yeah.
So they shotgun him. Which was just gay. Fuck John Connor. I'm paranoid about this, so I'm just going to every now and then check to make sure it's recording.
Trust me, been there, done that, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
So we got all that. And then, hell, we have a female protagonist who's Latina. Mm-hmm. So, you know, check, check.
Yeah.
Also, the main Terminator, Latino.
Yeah.
Freaking Diego Luna, of all people.
Oh, a fantastic performer. Giving, he is equal. You're never going to beat Robert Patrick. Right. You're never going to beat him for being able to really define Terminators. Like, as much as everyone thinks, Terminator, and you think Arnie, I think Robert's performance as the T-1000 is way more in line with, like, Skynet. Arnold's a singular Terminator. Robert was Skynet. That's how Skynet acts. And this guy
is Legion.
Beautiful. He did amazing. And I like that they're called Legion, and there's two of him. He is Legion. That's fantastic. I really like the tiny little things that they didn't overtly have to say. I do miss a few things that they used to do.
I will point out for a second, just because Mike's not here, I'm sure he's like screaming at us right now to mention this. He spoke with me after the movie, and he said that he was not a fan of the fact that they called it Legion, because he felt like it was almost pointless, because it's still basically Skynet, so why change the name if there isn't really a point to it? And I think my argument that I gave to him was that is the point, that there is no point. Because it doesn't matter what it's called at the end of the day, it's still this self-actualizing entity out there that it wants to end humanity.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit what the fuck it's called? It's trying to kill us. Let's kill it.
Well, and plus, we're not using the same computer systems that we did a decade ago.
Exactly.
Let alone, like, one that was designed in the 80s. Skynet made sense. I like the way that Skynet evolves every film, even in the bad ones. I like that in the original, it was simply a basic weapons program for the military. It was nothing else.
Yeah.
I like that in T2, they kind of added a concept of, like, a bit of consumerist, like, product design. So, like, Cyberdyne makes these products you love, but they actually secretly have this other project. That's cool. I liked in Terminator 3 that it was like half a virus going around at the time and half a time-traveling AI that, like, when it combines, it became... I like the way that Skynet usually reflected the technology of the time.
Yeah.
But because technology now moves so fast, they had to be intentionally vague.
And then, of course, Genesis, I mean...
over the time. It's a killer app! Literally. Going to age badly. Whereas Legion won't age badly because they don't fucking tell you any of the details. It just is.
I mean, other than the fact that it was a I'm just trying to remember exactly how it was described. So
mean response. You need a purpose. Here is a function. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the writing in this was so much better than the writing in the last three films. And I'm so happy.
Mm.
So happy for that.
Yes. God, yeah. We could probably go on. Well, let's touch on the design of the Terminator for a bit, because I loved what they did from T1 to T2. You have the T-800 is just this basic endoskeleton with artificially created flesh over top that looks and feels and functions like human exterior, but there's a machine underneath. Whereas in T2, we have the T-1000, which is this liquid metal that basically has this intelligence attached to it and can morph and move through things and shit, and it's frankly a lot scarier.
Yeah.
Because it can do more.
Mutations, though, and those do get addressed, but it's kind of through a weird way. As much as I really, really liked Luna's Terminator, and it's a very unique design, it is still kind of the same Terminator as the TX and John Connor. Those films didn't know what the fuck to do with them. This film knows what to do with them, because they were the same. They had the endoskeleton and then the T-1000 exterior.
Yeah.
They've done the same here, but they figured out a really smart thing of being like, okay, T-1000 can operate independently. An endo Terminator can operate independently. Why the fuck are we tying these things together? It's two Terminators. You have two Terminators.
Yeah.
It was brilliant in the way that...
And it kind of ties back into the name Legion.
Yeah.
Because they changed the name from Skynet to Legion. Mike thought, hey, that doesn't make any sense. It's still basically Skynet. Why are you changing the name for no good reason? You can look at it as, well, that's the point. It doesn't matter what the fuck it's called. It's still this entity out there that's trying to kill humanity. But you can also look at it as you have this in each of the films, the Terminator that is on screen is this microcosm of what that entity is.
Through this. So, ratings. What do you give it?
I give it a solid 4.
I give it a solid 4 as well. It's not T2, but you know, what is?
Right.
So, we're going to rush through this because the technology is currently fighting against us. You can find my stuff at My Gender is Cinema and patreon.com/hereego. I'm going to do a video on the history of studying urine. Isn't that exciting? And what have you got?
I got fatherhood.
Responsibility.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be some review coming down the pipe that I'll be joining you guys again with. So with that, I'll say I'll be back.
Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.